library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR just 1 minute ahead. The time is 7 o'clock.
From NPR. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies. Today we've got a 40% chance of showers, mainly this morning, possibly even a thunderstorm. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
America.
Oh, beautiful. Lot of spacious skies. Forever.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this 4th of July. How are you celebrating today? As we celebrate our 250 years since the Declaration of Independence, Weekend Edition Saturday turns its attention to movies and TVs. What movies and TV series best depict the themes of the American dream? That just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday. I'm really hoping they mention the musical 1776. That's just ahead here on KPR.
On this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, John Cusack describes his latest project.
Well, just think of a metaphysical crime movie mixed with a kind of a drug mule movie mixed with E.T. So
right.
Think French Connection meets E.T.,
right.
Meets My Dinner with Andre, meets Smokey and the Bandit,
yeah.
Meets The Mike Douglas Show.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for the news quiz that's not quite what you were expecting. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, on at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. We've got a 40% chance of showers, mainly this morning, possibly a thunderstorm today. It looks like they're getting some rain out by Manhattan right now. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 69 and raining in Manhattan, 70 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Legacy Box.
This is NPR News.
Colin Asher's new book, The Midnight Special, reveals a secret history that helped shape American music.
Let the midnight special.
If I had to say, I'd say prison music is probably 10 genres.
Join me, Don Gagne, as we learn about the cultural impact of America's criminal justice system here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Living in the USA. That's the newest CD by the group Low Cut Connie. We'll hear from Adam Wiener coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. President Trump is
foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just about a minute and a half away. Our mission here at KPR is to provide you, our listeners, with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And we'd like to hear from you. We're inviting you to take our annual Media and Technology Survey. Let us know how you get your news, music, and entertainment. Your response lets us better understand what you need and the habits of you and our listeners, and it helps us serve our community in the best way possible. Make your voice heard. Take the survey today at kansaspublicradio.org.
From self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a 40% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. It looks like that's moving into the Lawrence area right now. We've got rain in Topeka. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
And you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, severe weather is forcing Independence Day event organizers across the country to change and, in some cases, even cancel festivities. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Here in Kansas, the chance that rain may affect your holiday plans. We've got a 40% chance of showers this morning. Possibly a thunderstorm. Looks like it's moving into the Lawrence area right now. Otherwise, hot and humid today. Highs in the lower 90s. It's 73 in Lawrence.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. President Trump.
Eventually. Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. She drew a wheelchair to the air, jumped ashore
into a lake. She smiled, you won't hear me no more. But then a sight she never seen. This is NPR News.
The overstressed and overwhelmed couple in Greg Hurwitz's latest book thought they had a perfect AI humanoid caretaker to solve their problems.
But pretty soon there's going to come a dark turn, because as with a lot of technologies, we have to be very careful what we wish for, because we might get it.
It's not Black Mirror, it's The Delivery. Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Hope you'll join us tomorrow morning for Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, we'll hear from Beverly Gage. She's the author of This Land Is Your Land, a road trip through U.S. history. She and Dr. Colleen Shogan, the CEO of In Pursuit, join us to talk about America 250. That's on Prairie Journal tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock on KPR 1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR 2. Speaking of This Land Is Your Land, coming up, we say goodbye to longtime NPR arts reporter Elizabeth Blair with this encore of her piece on that most American of songs, This Land Is Your Land. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. A rainy morning out there. It looks like some dark clouds have moved into the Lawrence area and sprinkling right now at 74 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from DuckDuckGo.org. From Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantfdn.org.
This Land Is Your Land is not just the name of that Woody Guthrie song. It's also the title of a new book by Dr. Beverly Gage. This Land Is Your Land, a road trip through U.S. history. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. I'll be visiting with Dr. Beverly Gage about her book, This Land Is Your Land, on Prairie Journal tomorrow at 11 o'clock on KPR 1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR 2. Also, on tomorrow's program, Colleen Shogan, the CEO of In Pursuit and former National Archivist of the United States. I visited with Dr. Shogan and Dr. Gage at the Dole Institute of Politics last week. You can have that conversation on tomorrow's Prairie Journal. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olson Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5. From NPR.